Hello.
So we'll just talk about this showing in general. Yeah. Well, obviously I'm not very inspired and talented in this way, I must say, but I think one of the main sort of message that was conveyed to me was this strong sort of disturbed link of the so-called internet technology. It is quite clear of all these sort of distorted geometry shown in the middle was sort of a representation of your neural network. And these pulses, as well with like the strong flashlights right from the beginning, are sort of simulating like this blast of vast information coming to your head every single day with everything that you see, you feel, you hear. And it is a very powerful message, sort of showing you, because coming from sort of like a science engineering point of view, that you know, technology is both a bliss as well as something that's potentially dangerous, because we didn't have all these technology and image as well as sound qualities and everything available. But now that this sort of new world is enabled, at least for some of us, that it's getting harder and harder to process all the information, as well as that we lack the maturity to process this information as well. So if you don't have the ability to control, sometimes that it just becomes really just chaos, a chaotic sort of feeling that sometimes you get really confused every day, like you suddenly missed the sense of, okay, I wouldn't go as far as living, but it does have that impact. And somehow I sort of find that sort of reflection upon myself as well, because I sometimes, it wasn't exactly as like wake up wondering about why this is happening, why all these informations are coming to me, but I can't give a sensible explanation to everything, as the so-called observed universe, we're supposed to have an explanation for everything. The point when an imitation of Steve Jobs came out, it was very, very interesting, because it sort of talks about like so the eagerness, you want information, but as well as like accidentally fall into this trap of these, some people will relate to like commercialism, like these business selling ideas, these imprinting some sort of other people's mindsets onto you. And it does make you sort of reflect on the sort of information made available to you, whether it's trustworthy. And obviously it's very ambiguous, like what trustworthy actually means as well, authenticity and all.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.